And it's time for a spot of sport on Voice of the Cape Drive Time. Last night, the Cobras beat the Knights through some good bowling rather than good batting. And Liverpool 7-0 against a Moscow team who must have wondered what on earth hit them. But somebody who is also wondering is none other than Ibrahim Kangwa Chibwe. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, and also to the listeners. And you also forgot about your nemesis. What's her name again? The English player who is now in New Zealand, Ben Stokes. He's been included in the English national team.
I thought that was going to happen. It's going to be interesting because he could have been the difference in the game that they lost just recently when England snatched a defeat out of the jaws of victory. So it is going to be very interesting to see whether Stokes is going to have the oomph because he's very rusty. He's coming from an English winter where the daffodils are all frozen. So it's going to be interesting to see where it all takes us to that one.
Exactly. So let's begin with yesterday's press conference. Yesterday I attended the training session for the underprivileged children at Hamilton Rugby Club, where I spoke to Dylan Sage as well as Sisiviwe Soyozipo, who are Blitzbok players who will be in action on Saturday. So let's just listen to this interview.
So we are back here again at Hamilton's Rugby Club here in Greenpoint, and we are now joined by Sisiviwe Soyozipo, who is a Blitzbok player. Sisiviwe, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Sisiviwe, I know this is a very good and also important undertaking, but just briefly, why is it so important for you guys to be nurturing young players at a grassroots level?
I think at grassroots level is this part of the foundation of your rugby and harnessing your skills. So I think if you start rugby very early, it is to your advantage. You know, I mean, starting rugby at a rather late stage, maybe 13 or in high school, is it's not bad, but I think if you start at grassroots level, it really helps you to have that those basic skills and help you to develop as a rugby player.
And talking about starting rugby early, why do you think it's so necessary? I mean, to prepare these younger players into becoming the, you know, future Springboks and also Blitzboks players.
As I said, I think the game of rugby revolves around skills and like your basic skills and doing the small things right. And I think that all starts at the grassroots level. So I really think that it's a great initiative that is going on here today to get those players at a young age, even before they play competitively, just to enhance their skills and to just grow their love for the game as well.
Before you tell us something about your own professional career, what are we going to expect on Saturday during the World Series Sevens to take place from Saturday up to the Sunday?
I think the Cape Town stop on the World Sevens Series is a very special stop for us as the Blitzboks. I think having to play in front of our home crowd and playing in our own country is very special. So I think playing on the circuit is never easy. It's going to be very competitive. Playing against teams like we're going to play Russia, Kenya, and some other competitive teams like England and New Zealand. So I think it's going to be a good weekend, and it's going to be some entertaining rugby as always, because I think that's why a lot of people love the Sevens. It's very fun and entertaining, you know. So it's going to be a good weekend of rugby.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, tell them something about your own professional career.
For me, I started playing rugby when I was 9, went to high school, a rugby school, Dale College. And I started playing professionally at the Kings in Port Elizabeth. So that's where I actually started playing professionally. Moved down to Cape Town 2 years back and had the opportunity to represent the Blitzboks. I mean, being in a system like the Springbok Sevens is something very special, and I haven't looked back from there. It's really grown me as a rugby player and as a person as well. So I'm really happy to be where I am at the moment and enjoy my rugby.
Siviwe, thanks very much. We now focus on Dylan Sage, who is also a contracted player and also a colleague with Siviwe. So he's up. Dylan, I know also this is quite a very important day for you guys to be in Cape Town. Today is a very hot day. But why do you think it's so important for you guys to turn up and train all these kids that we are seeing outside here?
Yeah, I think as a Springbok Sevens player, it's not only about playing on the high level, but also giving back to the community and giving back in certain ways to whether it be schools, clubs, anything such like that. I think it's important for us to give back. And if we can give our skills to them or some of our knowledge onto them, I think it gets players to develop a lot faster. I think the faster we develop players and get them to learn that basic skill of rugby, it's only going to help them in the future.
I mean, just going to rugby and following what is going through. If we look at the Springboks, we know we're having a lot of sentiments to say there isn't much, you know, players that are being groomed to succeed. You know, the older generations. Why do you think it's so necessary for you established players to be grooming the young Springboks?
Yeah, like I said, it's, you know, the faster you learn certain things and certain knowledge about the game, you know, the faster you develop. So I think the quicker we can get that sort of message across, or we can learn, give them sort of certain skills and help them further their career, then our job has been done. So I think for us, it's getting these young kids, whether you be 7 or 21, whatever, there's certain skills and elements of the game that you want to learn as fast as possible. And as soon as you learn that, it develops your rugby play a lot faster and it makes you a better player at the end of the day.
And how has been your career professionally as a Blitzbok?
Yeah, I've been very lucky in the 2 years that I've been here so far. This has been my third season, actually, to have a very successful career here at the Blitzbok so far. Hoping for a few more years of success. But so far, it's been all smiles and a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication.
Well, that was Dylan Sage and Siviwe Soizwapo just speaking to us concerning the nurturing of young players here at Hamilton Club. But the most important thing is that come Saturday, the Blitzboks will actually be playing in the Sevens World Series Rugby here at Greenpoint Stadium.
And that was none other than Ibrahim Kangwa Chibwe in person, talking to two of the Sevens rugby players.
Yes, indeed. That was yesterday. Some good experience just to come in contact with all these Blitzboks players.